This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, it is an honor for me to introduce our guest speaker for today. It is none other than Sheikh Muhammad Tim Humble. He comes from Newcastle, England, Alhamdulillah. And at a very early age of 14, Sheikh accepted Islam. He reinverted Islam, Alhamdulillah. Thereafter, Sheikh went on to study Hadith at Islamic Science in the Islamic University of Medina al-Munawwara, and is now involved in giving lectures all over the world and currently resides in Dubai. Without further ado, inshallah, I call upon Sheikh Muhammad.
الحمد لله رب العالمين أنزل كتابه هدى ورحمة للمؤمنين والصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him for His many blessings, blessings that cannot be counted or enumerated. We praise Him for sending down His book to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guidance and a mercy and a cure for mankind. We send peace and blessings and salutations, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. From the miracles that Allah azza wa jal gave to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the everlasting miracle of the Quran. Allah azza wa jal told us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. If there was a Quran by which the mountains would be removed, or the earth would be broken apart, or the dead would be made to speak, it would be this Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Hashr, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from the fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people that perhaps we will give thought. Al-Imam al-Bukhari wa Muslim narrated from the illustrious companion Abu Hurairah Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhrin al-Dawsi radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا قَدْ أُعْطِيَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا مِثْلُهُ آمَنَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَشَرِ وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ الَّذِي أُوتِيتُ وَحْيًا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ فَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ تَابِعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is no prophet from among the prophets except that he was given signs, ayat, miracles, the likes of which would cause the people to believe. But the miracle that was given to our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the revelation that was given to him from the Quran. So he said, I hope that I will be the greatest of them in followers, having the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected viewers, this Quran is an everlasting miracle. It is miraculous in its language, miraculous in its message, miraculous in its guidance, but it is also miraculous in the fact that Allah sent it as a cure. A cure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't send it as a medicine. Because you might take a medicine and you may be cured or you may not be cured. But as for the Quran, it doesn't work in the way that it's like an intermediary or it's in the middle. Rather, the Quran is a direct cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent down from Him as a cure for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, there has come to you a maw'idah from your Lord, an admonition that warns you and gives you glad tidings. And this admonition that came from Allah, this maw'idah, it is a shifa, shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a cure for what is in the hearts. The confusion, the doubt, the sadness, the negative feelings, the bad traits, all of the things that are found within the heart. This Quran is a cure for what is in the hearts. And it is a huda, it's a guidance. And it is a rahmah, it is a mercy for the believers. Some of the scholars of tafsir, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they said, the reason that it is a guidance and a mercy for the believers is because they are guided by Allah to seek shifa from this Quran, to seek a cure from this Quran. A cure for what? A cure for everything that afflicts them. A cure for the sicknesses of the heart, a cure for the sicknesses of the body, a cure for the sicknesses which are medical, a cure for the sicknesses which are psychological, a cure for the sicknesses which are spiritual, and a cure for the sicknesses which are paranormal and supernatural. All of these things, the cure for them is found in the Quran. It explains to us how to seek a cure. And the Quran itself contains that cure that was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah Al-Isra, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. But rather, the Quran as a whole has been sent down as a cure, as a shifa, and a mercy for the believers. And it doesn't increase the wrongdoers except in loss. Allah Azza wa Jal sent this Quran for us to use as a shifa. And this is illustrated to us in a hadith that is narrated by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, from the hadith of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ إِذَا اشْتَكَى, if he was unwell or he had a complaint, he was not feeling well, he would blow over himself. نَفَثَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بِالْمُعَوِّذَاتِ. He would blow over himself. What would he blow over himself? He would blow over himself with the mu'awwidhat. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He would blow over himself, meaning that he would recite these beautiful surahs. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, ta'adilu thuluth al-Qur'an. It is equivalent to a third of the Qur'an. It contains the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it tells us that the one who loves it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. What does this surah tell us? We seek refuge with Allah, the one who makes the naq from every kind. Inna lishaytani intisharan wa khatfa. The shaytan spreads out and snatches. At this time, we seek refuge with Allah from the evil that comes at this time. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil person, with their jealousy and their envy. And then in Surah An-Nas, we seek refuge with Allah, the King of mankind, the Lord of mankind, the God of mankind. We seek refuge with Allah from the whispers of the shaitan, the one who comes and then he withdraws. Al-waswas al-khannas, the one who whispers and then goes away, and then whispers and then goes away. And we seek refuge with Allah from him whispering into our chests and into our hearts and confusing us and deviating us away from our religion and away from the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Whether that person be from the whisperers of the jinn or the whisperers of the men. My brothers and sisters in Islam, can there be any refuge more comprehensive and more complete than that seeking refuge that we find in those small surahs of the Quran? And one of the most beautiful things about these small surahs of the Quran, everyone in this masjid and everyone watching this at home, every single one of you knows these small surahs. And every single one of you can use them like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used them. When you feel unwell, when you feel that you might have been afflicted by somebody's jealousy or somebody's envy or somebody's eye, or you feel that something from the nafatha alayhi bil mu'awwidhat, he used to read nafatha ala nafsi. He used to read upon himself and blow. Read and blow. So he would read after saying a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. And then he would blow. And he would blow over the place of his pain. And sometimes he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would put his noble hand. He would put his noble hand upon the place of the pain. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when he complained of the sickness that ultimately, wasallam, was very severe. It was very severe. No ordinary person could have borne the difficulties that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore. And when that sickness was very severe, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and she used to blow. But our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she was faqiha, she was a great scholar of fiqh, a great person of understanding and knowledge. She didn't use her own hands because she knew the barakah of the hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she used to take his hand and she used to blow into his hand. Then she used to pick up his hand and wipe it over his body, seeking the barakah from the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But one of the beautiful things that we learn from this hadith, and remember the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, is that the wife reading over the husband, and the husband reading over the wife, and the father reading over the child. Like when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw the children of Ja'far, they were weak. The children of Ja'far radiallahu an wa radiallahu anhum, they were weak. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked about it, and it was indicated to them that the reason the children were weak is they were being afflicted by the evil eye. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to Asma radiallahu anha, why don't you seek a ruqya for them? Read the Quran over them, recite the Quran over them in order to remove this affliction that those children have. Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read upon himself. Aisha read upon him. He encouraged his companions to read upon each other with this beautiful Quran, this everlasting miracle of the Quran. the noble companion, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu. One time he was on a journey with his companions and he passed by a tribe from among the tribe of the Arabs. And in it there was a man who had been stung or he had been bitten, according to the different narrations. And he said, do any of you have a ruqya? Do any of you have a treatment that I can use? Abu Sa'id, he was faqih, he was a person of knowledge and fiqh, and a person who was connected to the Quran. So he recited upon him Surah Al-Fatiha and he blew over him. In some of the reports, he spat and he blew over him. And the person got up as though he was released from chains. Abu Sa'id, he didn't suffice himself with that. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to ask him if what he did was correct or not. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ أَنَّهَا رُقْيَةً. What made you know that it was a ruqya? And he approved of it. And he smiled. And in some of the narrations, he took a share of what was given. There is a beautiful hadith narrated by Al-Imam Ibn Hibban from our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into her house and she was treating or she was performing ruqya, because there is a difference in the narration. One of the narrations says, وَامْرَأَةٌ تُعَالِجُهَا أَوْ تَرْقِيهَا. There was a woman that was being treated or was treating, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عَالِجِيهَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He said, treat her with the book of Allah. Treat her by reciting the book of Allah. And one of the most beautiful things about this is we see how the Muslims helped each other. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدُوَانِ. They cooperated upon good and upon piety to help each other in terms of using the Quran to seek a shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the beautiful benefits of using the Quran to seek a shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only does it bring you a cure for the afflictions of the worldly life, depression and sadness and psychological illnesses and troubles, but it also brings you an increase in your iman, and it brings you a tranquility in your heart, and it brings you a nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in that time, you recite the words of Allah, you get near to Allah, you feel that you have built a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get a cure for all of the afflictions of this world and all of the afflictions that relate to the heart. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. We talked about using the last three surahs of the Quran. And we talked about using Surah Al-Fatiha as is found in the hadith of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri. One of the great scholars of Islam, he said, I reached Mecca and I became sick. And I could not find a doctor. So I began to recite Surah Al-Fatiha upon myself. And I would repeat, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. He said, I was cured of all of the sicknesses that I felt. All of the sicknesses from Surah Al-Fatiha. In Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Umama radiallahu an, that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, and in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Iqra'u Surah Al-Baqarah. Recite Surah Al-Baqarah. Fa'akh blessings into your home. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرَةً. And whatever you leave from Surah Al-Baqarah is going to be a loss. You're going to lose out. وَلَا تَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةُ. And the magicians who blow on the knots, and the people who write the words of the shaitan, and they sacrifice to the shaitan, they cannot do anything against Surah Al-Baqarah. Who said? Who said to us that they can't do anything? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in this hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Umama, that the magicians cannot do anything against Surah Al-Baqarah. But one of the things that I want to share with you, and I feel it's very important, is that we see ruqya in its most comprehensive sense. We don't just see it for issues of magic. We don't just see it for issues of the jinn and the shaitan. We don't just see it as a cure for the waswasa, the wiswas, the whisperings. But also we see it a cure for our physical ailments, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. For when our children are unwell, for when our spouses are unwell, whatever it may be, whether psychological, whether physical, whether medical, whether spiritual, whether paranormal, we connect to Allah with the Quran and we seek a cure from the noble Quran. Just to make it simple and just to recap a little bit, what did we say about the surahs? We said, and you can use any part of the Quran that you wish, but we said that from the sunnah is Surah Al-Fatiha. And from the sunnah is the last three surahs of the Quran. And from the sunnah is to use Surah Al-Baqarah. And the greatest ayah in the book of Allah is, of course, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. To read, to blow, to touch your hands on the person, and to ask Allah for a cure. And there are many, many ahadith which contain special dhikr and dua to ask Allah for a cure. I'm just going to mention one of them to you so that we don't overburden the brothers and the sisters and we make it easy for them to implement this beautiful sunnah and this beautiful connection to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say to the sick people when he would make dua to Allah for them, he used to say, Allahumma rabban nas, O Allah, Lord of mankind, adhhibil ba's, make the sickness go away. Ishfi wa anta shafi, cure this person and you are the curer. One of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal is a shafi, the curer, the one who brings a cure. The doctor can give you a medicine, but only Allah can give you the cure. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk, there is no cure except your cure. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqama, a cure that leaves behind no sickness. Subhanallah, the person, when this cure is implemented for them, they become as though they never had any troubles at all. So we can recite those ayat of the Quran and we can recite those du'as from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from them this du'a. Allahumma rabban nas, adhhibil ba's, ishfi wa anta shafi, la shifa'a illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama, and we can blow and recite over the person for as long or as short as we want. We can repeat it. Some of the narrations of Abu Sa'id, he did it in the morning and he did it in the evening for 3 days. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we turn to Allah and we make tawbah to Allah. We ask Allah to bring a cure. And just at the end, I just want you to reflect upon the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Because Ayyub, he said that the shaitan touched him. The shaitan touched him with an affliction and a torment. And he turned to Allah and he made dua. Anni massani ad-durr wa anta arhamur rahimin. I have been afflicted by some harm, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And Allah Azza wa Jal answered him. Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ. We answered him. And Allah returned his family to him. And Allah gave him shifa. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked about the dua of Yunus, he was asked, this dua, is it just for those prophets? Is it just for Yunus, or it's for everybody? He said, rather for all of the Muslims, or for all of the believers. So I hope that these words in this short speech and this short introduction have been something to inspire all of us to get near to Allah through the Quran, to recite it, to ponder over it, and to use it as a means of shifa. And that doesn't mean that we don't go to the doctors and the permissible medicines, but that we integrate this means of a cure into our lives, and we use it for ourselves and our families and for our communities. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, Dhal Jalali Wal-Ikram, to cure all of the Muslims who are sick and afflicted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the noble Quran the light of our hearts, and to make it a means for our sadness and our troubles to go away. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to send peace and blessings and salutations upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companions.
Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Muhammad Tumhumble. Sheikh Muhammad Tumhumble is a British Islamic speaker, hadith scholar, teacher, lecturer, and Iraqi exorcist.